New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
We're Generation X, laughing at the world today. We're getting older, but we're still gonna play.
So anybody watch that debate?
A little of it.
Yeah.
I just read the memes today and you know, found the jokes and whatnot.
Did they even need to do that debate? I mean, nope. I think that everybody knows who they're going to vote for. I would assume. I know who I'm not voting for. I don't even know if I'm going to vote, but that doesn't matter. It was just, it was something I had to watch for work, obviously. And I found it grating.
not titillating.
It was just bizarre. And after it ended, you know, I could have been watching a television show. I could have been watching a YouTube video. I could have listened to a podcast or an audio book. But no, for work, I sat there and, you know, got a lot of good, funny stuff out of it, especially the dogs. That's the meme you're talking about, I hope, where everybody's sharing that clip. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the dogs.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
Somebody's doing it. Somebody's going through these towns and they're eating the dogs.
They're eating the dogs.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
They're eating the cats.
Meow, 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 meow.
They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
That was funny. I don't know if that's happening. I can't imagine.
Beautiful, delicious dogs.
I love dogs. I hate dogs, but I would never eat one. Okay.
Just these Haitian people have come to Ohio to eat your pets.
They didn't go to Ohio. That's where the government dumped them. Here, you can go live in Springfield, Ohio. There's nothing going on there anyway. But a bunch of closed down businesses that for a while after the business closed, they were antique stores. You ever know, like, in a lot of small towns where, like, the town that Jeff and I grew up in, there used to be stores. There was a Western Auto. There was a couple of shoe stores, two shoe stores on Main Street, a couple of clothing stores for men. There was a furniture store, a television store, a cobbler.
Now it's all just spirit Halloween stores.
Well, no, even worse. It's, you know, come buy a quilt and look at these antiques. And there's some good coffee shops and stuff, but there's nothing left. They don't make anything here and they don't sell anything here. And if you're in a small town, why, you can just go down to the Dollar Tree or Dollar General or go down to Walmart. And on your way back from Walmart, you can pick up a giant sack of Arby's or McDonald's and take it home and feed your fat kids.
It's the American way.
It is the American way. I have been on a ketogenic diet for a little over a week now. And I try to not eat the processed stuff. Like, I love bacon, so I buy the plainest you can get. Like, none of that apple shit or any of the stuff with additives in it. But I bought some salami, and the other night I wanted a snack. And so I just put, like, six pieces of salami on a plate and microwaved it so, like, crispy. And then I couldn't sleep because I had such terrible grease heartburn. You know,
you had a big platter of gabagool before you went to bed.
I wish I had some gabagool. Speaking of gabagool.
Did you guys watch the David Chase documentary where they had him in the, you know, Dr. Melfi's office talking about Sopranos? I liked the first episode. I did not particularly care for the second one as much. I didn't hate it, but
it was sad.
Why was it sad?
The second one was sad. Yeah, because they did so much Gandolfini stuff in the second one. That one made me sad.
But there was stuff in there that I liked seeing those screen tests. I had never seen most of those.
Yeah, those are cool.
Yeah, it was. It was really cool.
And you can tell that they knew when they got the right one, when Michael Imperioli, he had the hair and he had the look and he nailed it right away. You could tell that they nailed it right away. And I'm glad that Lorraine Bracco stuck to her guns and said,
"Yeah, she would have been terrible as Carmella."
She might. Well, she wouldn't have been as good as Edie Falco. I mean, everybody in that show, and you're right, you make a good point. She probably wouldn't have been. But everybody on that show is that character. They all worked. And they all did, made those characters their own. And I liked that exploration. I liked how you got a little bit of his evolution as a writer and a television guy. And, you know, 25 years now, that's what it is. Because I remember the 20th. I think Tony Sirico was still alive for the 20th, but not, of course, now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just, it makes me, you know what it makes me want to do is it makes me want to watch it again, but I don't think I have that in me. I don't have it in me. Or probably I do. Do you know how many times I've watched it? At least 20.
Yeah, but do you have to do it in sequence? Because sometimes I will just think of a Sopranos episode and I'll just watch that episode.
I think you're right. I think that if you've seen it so many times and you know an awful lot about it, and I follow all the meme accounts on all the different social medias, you just think of an episode you want to watch, like College, which is one of the best episodes. They talked about that episode and how because Tony was going to kill that guy, HBO was all nervous because they had a hit, and all of a sudden, you know, the star and the hero of the show is a murderer. But Chase really nailed it. And
I like all the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah, I did too. How upset Gandolfini would get.
Yeah.
Like if he wasn't nailing it or something. I bet he was super temperamental. They always protect him now. I bet if he were still alive, it might be a little different.
Well, you remember it was pretty contentious back then. I mean, it was in the news quite often.
Right. But he did hold out. He said, if you don't pay everybody the same amount that I'm making, I'm not coming back.
Edie Falco didn't get that money.
She didn't?
She said that in the documentary.
She's like, I don't remember.
Where was that money? I didn't get that.
I didn't get it. Well, she had all that money from Oz.
Well, she got Nurse Jackie.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
And then Gandolfini got offered to replace Steve Carell on The Office. And he didn't take it.
No way. That would not have worked.
I think he got paid for it, though. And then he was going to do that show that John Turturro ended up doing, but he died and couldn't do it. So they ended up making it with John Turturro.
Yeah, The Night Of.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think that worked out better anyway, because Turturro killed that role.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I'm speaking of shows that aren't on anymore, at least new. Steph, I talked about it last week a little bit. You got into The Shield and you busted through all the seasons. I'm on episode 2 because I had to finish some other things. But that show, man, it is so good. So I appreciate that recommendation. And I don't know why I slept on it. Jeff, did you watch it? Because it came out when? What year did it come out?
20? No, I never watched it.
Like 2000.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's such a well-done show.
And it just gets better and better. It really does.
See Walton Goggins with his still his real hair and just so young.
And he's such a bastard.
He was, but he was a more vulnerable. It's strange to see a character of his in a drama that has fear.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can't wait for you to get to like season 3 even, because it just keeps ratcheting and ratcheting. Like it never lets up. I texted Dustin the last episode. I was like, why didn't you? Jesus Christ. I'm like, just knock me for a loop right to the last episode.
His character must get killed off because Justified started. Although, you know, ever since 2000, every year just seems like it was a week ago to me.
Well, yeah.
I think. 2010 was 14 years ago. That just blows me away.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Take it away.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
He told me you killed him.
No. I am your father.
That is power. The strength and power of flesh. What is steel compared to the hand that wields it?
I'm only brave when I have to be. Simba, being brave doesn't mean you go looking for trouble.
This field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good and it could be again.
We do have to mention that probably one of the most legendary actors of our lifetime passed away this previous week. James Earl Jones. Field of Dreams, Darth Vader voice, the voice of CNN for decades, Broadway actor. He passed away at the age of 93.
Came to Mansfield in 1996.
Did you meet him?
No, I wasn't there then.
I wasn't there either. Why did he go to Mansfield, our hometown?
It was some kind of fundraiser.
To speak at the university?
Yeah, I can't remember what it was for, but...
He is most noted for visiting Mansfield. Other than that, Wikipedia, there's not much there.
Well, our college professor was his roommate in college.
Oh, that's right. We had a guy, Dr. Vernon Lapps.
Yep.
I forgot that they were roommates, yeah. And so they stayed friends, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool that he ended up teaching it. But this guy, James Earl Jones, did so many movies, so many television shows, voiceovers, left and right.
Do you remember his first movie?
Well, what is his first movie?
Dr. Strangelove.
Yeah.
Yeah?
He was the bombardier.
I know that he's in that. I didn't know that was his first movie, though.
Yeah, it was his first movie role.
Backup circuit switched in. Still negative function.
Engage emergency power.
Roger. Emergency power on. Still negative function.
He's in the plane with Slim Whitman. One prophylactic, one Russian language translation book, one miniature Bible and chewing gum. And then he's in a really, really classic movie called The Great White Hope that I think people should check out. Jane Alexander is in it. She was an amazing actress, too. But James Earl Jones plays a boxer. She's his white female companion. They're going around the country, and he's just such a fine actor.
Are you the Black Hope?
Well, I'm black, and I'm hoping.
Answer him straight, Jack.
Say, look, man, I ain't fighting for no race. I ain't redeeming nobody. My mama told me Mr. Lincoln done that. Ain't that why you shot him?
I liked him in Conan.
Oh, yeah, he was great in that. He was a badass in that.
Well, and I was a kid. I was probably like 11 or 12, and I saw it on HBO late at night or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, God, that guy sounds like Darth Vader.
Right.
I had no idea.
Flesh is stronger. Look around you.
There. On the rocks.
Come to me, my child.
That is strength, boy. That is power.
Mm-hmm.
Come to me, child.
Come to me, child.
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams, of course.
Soul Man.
Soul Man. I'm sorry, Dustin. I didn't mean to tell you fuck up, but that movie is like the most racist movie ever made.
I know. That's the weird part, that he's in it. And actually, he's the black guy that doesn't care by the end of the movie that the guy acted like he was white, because he learned what it was like.
Oh, he acted like he was black.
Yeah.
Strike that. Reverse it. This way, please.
Did I ever tell you guys how I soul manned the bottom half of me?
No.
When I went to it was a school field trip when I was in 10th grade, and we were going to some island. We took a boat over to an island. It was weird, and I didn't have a tan. And my cousin Becky said, here, use this Elizabeth Arden self-tanning lotion, and it's really good, and it doesn't turn you orange. And I put it all over my legs that morning. And while we're on the boat, it had changed. And my bottom half of me was as brown could possibly be. I mean, I was everybody called me Soul Woman, the whole bottom of me.
We should watch Soul Man and then talk about it. Matawan is a low key movie that he was in about unions. A 1987 movie. And we had a teacher named Mr. Prevo, who showed us this in high school, Matawan. And because he was a guy that was kind of a forward thinking, and he's like, you guys are old enough to watch this. But that movie had a good cast. David Stratham or Strathern, is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
Chris Cooper, before he was super famous, James Earl Jones, Mary McDonnell, Kevin Tai, is that how you say his name? From Emergency?
Yeah.
And Gordon Clapp from NYPD Blue and other things. It's a real interesting movie that I recommend people check out if you're into these period pieces. Judge Dredd. Nah.
That was the crappy Judge Dredd.
Yeah, oh, is that
not
the one?
Not the good one.
Not the good one. It was the one not with the good one. Stallone.
Stallone.
Yeah.
The good one's just called Dredd, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And that's the guy from...
Carl Urban.
Yeah, Carl Urban. I interviewed him when that show came out. I guess I should remember that. And, of course, he's a Patriot Games and movies like that. But See, he did a movie with, oh God, what's his name? With Robert Duvall, A Family Thing.
A Family, not The Family Lion.
Who was in that one?
And of course, he did the Coming to America sequel, and he did the voice of Darth Vader right up until 2022. That's his last credit, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
What a career.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He worked until he was 91 years old. Rest in peace, dude. This is CNN. Oh, he's on The Simpsons, too.
Yeah, his reading of The Raven in the first ever Treehouse of Horror is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Quote The Raven, nevermore.
Ah! All right, Steph, that was Robert Duvall and Michael Caine.
Michael Caine, yeah.
In The Lion.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
I never did a movie with James Earl Jones, not that I know of. But I wish I could have, because he was such a great actor. He was a great actor. How you doing, love? I'm Michael Caine.
News, trailers, and trends with Steph. I mean,
there's a lot of music news this week. But to kick it off, though, I did not realize that Michael Keaton is not Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton is Michael Douglas. Did you guys know that?
I knew that.
Yeah, I knew that.
Is he banging Catherine Zeta-Jones?
You know, whenever he first came out back in the day, his real name is Michael Douglas, but as we know, there is already a very popular Michael Douglas working. So,
but he wasn't popular yet, was he? Or maybe
yeah. Michael Douglas has been famous for a long time.
He was on a TV show with Carl Malden. Did you ever watch that show?
What show was it?
The Streets of San Francisco. I was a cop with Carl Malden.
I thought that was a movie. I didn't realize.
No, it was a series. I remember it. I was always having to go to bed when that came on because it was on late.
He must have been like, what, 20, maybe? 19?
He was young. He was young.
Well, Keaton just picked Keaton, I guess, out of the phone book or some crap. I don't know.
Yeah.
And he's decided he wants to go back to his original name, but he's going to start going by Michael Keaton Douglas.
That's kind of lame.
Why?
Why is it lame?
No, why is he doing it? I don't understand either.
Maybe he's taking his name back. Did you guys watch Beetlejuice? Has anyone seen it yet?
No, I was going to go over the weekend, but I didn't make it.
We're getting slack in our old age. I guess I should have gone to see it, but I was too busy over the weekend. You know what? That's going to be another movie that I just wait. It won't be long before it's in a streaming format or that you'll be able to rent it someplace, I don't think.
I'm thinking they released it now. It's doing what it's done. They'll have it out by Halloween.
Halloween movie.
That's a smart idea.
Yeah, it's getting kind of mixed reviews.
Yeah. I heard it's not bad, but it's not amazing either. So
my sister went to see it. She said it was all right for a sequel.
Yeah it hits you in the member berries.
Drink, I remember when Hans shot Guido. I remember Guido.
Yeah,
men and women both have member berries, so it's not something that's just one gender or sex.
Well, I don't know. There was for several days people were going crazy about this man who was crapping on this dude's porch in Louisville, Kentucky. And he kept catching him on his Ring camera, and he would call the police, and they did not know. This was this whole joke. They were like, oh, it's the pooping bandit. Why is this guy? He's crapped on his porch like five times. Well, it turns out that this guy has autism. So they're not going to charge him, and they're not going to identify him. But at the same time, what's going to happen to this guy? Since the kid has autism, he can't be charged or anything like that. He's going to keep pooping on this dude's porch. I mean,
you know I'm going to keep pooping on that porch. I'm from Louisville. I'm going to keep pooping on that porch because if I don't poop on that porch 16 times a week, listen, if I don't poop on that porch 16 times a week, I won't be able to watch the TV shows I like to watch. Every time I decide to go poop on that porch and I go back home and I watch a TV show, old episodes of Andy Griffith that are on MeTV. MeTV comes through over the antenna. And that's okay. We got cable, but I also like to watch it on the antenna because they have HD on antenna now. But then I got to go take a poop on that porch.
Put a bunch of mouse traps on the steps.
You can't do that.
So the person who owns this house has to let this guy come shit on his porch?
I think what you do is you got to put a gate up. You've got to do something.
Well, I can jump over a gate if I get a poop. Do they say why he's pooping on the porch? Does he not like? I mean, having autism is not the reason. He must not like the person.
They just attribute it to his autism, but for why is he just choosing this man's porch? And why did it just all of a sudden start on August 26th? On August 26th, he decided on that day that he was going to start crapping on this dude's porch.
On August 26th of last year. Oh, you know what's stuck in my head? I listened to Jeff Richards and this made me think of it. And Jeff Richards was on the Harlan Highway with Harlan Williams. He kept doing Robert Stack. If you or anyone you know. So anyway, if you or anyone you know shits on a porch, just blame it on autism.
Well, hopefully they'll figure it out. I don't know. I guess maybe put a porta potty on the, like, just put like a kid's toilet solution on there.
Yeah. How is that fun though? If the guy's having fun shitting on the porch, you're going to put a porta potty in there and ruin it all.
No, I would make it uncomfortable as you can for him. So like set a chair out there, like you're a bathroom attendant, have a nice little sink set up, little bucket with a pool noodle on it.
Like a Mensa.
At least you can make, you know, two or three bucks at a time, you know.
Fish in your breath, hot towel, aspirin, Tylenol,
Carl.
Cigarettes. Hi, Carl.
I never saw a bathroom attendant ever until I moved to Atlanta, and the only place was a strip club.
Let me guess, a strip club.
Yeah, the Pink Pony.
At the Pony.
That Funny Farm had
They did have one at the Funny Farm, too. I'd always run out of there without washing my hands. I'm guilty. I didn't want to tip the guy. I shouldn't have to tip after I poop.
I'm sure they don't want you to. I mean, like, they want the tip, but I never really thought about that all those tips are probably covered in shit.
Well, for one thing, the guy in the bathroom I went to couldn't dance worth a shit.
He didn't even have a pole in there. It was like being at the Cheetah.
I mean, he was naked, but he couldn't dance.
You're going to make it rain on the bathroom attendant.
Death man, sir.
Just shit on the floor like this dude. You know, he's got another confession to make, and Dave Grohl, who is like, you know, everybody thinks he's the cat's pajamas. He admitted today that he's fathered a baby outside of his marriage.
Why do people care about it? I mean, why are people judging the guy? I mean, he's not the first.
Nah, no. I think it's just because
people didn't think he was like that.
He's held in such high esteem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's a rock star.
Book on being a father.
Oh,
like number one in the,
okay, I didn't think about that. Well, part of the last chapter of that book is go out and fuck another woman and make it.
There's rumors, too, that this has been going on for years and years and years, this affair.
Oh, yeah, and he doesn't want me using any of his songs at my rallies. Okay, I won't use them anymore then.
Yeah, but
she's got a bastard.
How much you want to bet? I started thinking that too, conspiracy wise, because he did make quite a big ruckus about that. And then all of a sudden this happens. So who knows if he got blackmailed?
Definitely seemed like he was getting ahead of something.
But the thing with the Foo Fighters song that Trump was using, he didn't have a leg to stand on in that because it was licensed.
Right.
And the venues and the song was licensed for that. Unlike Jack White, who's such a spaz, he's just suing.
Yeah, my songs.
Oh, it's just fucking, you know what? Who cares if he uses your song? Are you trying to put yourself up on a pedestal? You have a song. And once you write the song and once it becomes a hit, people are going to want to use it. You have to go to your record company and stop licensing it because anybody can use anything, right?
I don't know. He's got a case in this one, according to that article. He does have a case.
Does he own the song?
He owns his publishing rights for everything. Yeah.
Oh,
he self-produces every album he's put out.
Well, he's got that Third Man Records, so he presses all his own stuff.
I love his music. I just always found him to be irksome.
Yes, but you know, you're an evolved human being, like everyone should be, and you can separate the art from the artist, which is what we should all do.
Absolutely. Look, Taylor Swift endorsed Kamala Harris. I'll never jack off to her again.
And I loved what Dave Portnoy, he put out a thing today. He was like, I'm the biggest Swiftie in the world. And everybody's all asking me, how do you feel? He's like, I don't care.
Yeah, who cares?
He goes, I will never not be friends with or not like somebody because of who they voted for.
Right. And I feel that way about Kid Rock. I love Kid Rock. And he came out and endorsed Trump. And I'm like, fuck you. Oh, dude, no. I'm not a big Kid Rock fan. I don't care. I mean, none of this matters.
No, it doesn't.
If you watched that debate last night, you'll see why it doesn't matter.
That's a big joke. What else is a big joke is how Beyonce did not get any CMA nominations this year, and her dad is all going off about how, you know, it's some kind of racial crap, blah, blah, blah. Considering that Shaboozy, who is a black man, is nominated for like number one song of the year for the CMAs. Mm-hmm. And so it's not that. It's the album sucks. It's not a country album. Everybody has said this. Even if you're, I'm a Beyonce fan. That album is not a country album.
It's that like song Tipsy, a bar song, is a country song?
Yeah.
And it's considered a country song?
You should listen to his whole album, though, Tim.
I mean, I have listened to that song. Gilbert loves it, and Caitlin plays it for him all the time.
Well, and you know, that's it's a remake of, you know, Everybody in the Club Get Tipsy. You know?
Uh-huh. So, no, but I anyway, like it. I didn't know it was country.
Yeah. If you listen to his whole album, though, you could, I mean, he's a country singer, and he has, mm-hmm. like, you know, steel guitar on most of his songs, and it gets a little, you know, he's like how country is now, that pop. Right. Country, a little bit of hip hop, all that kind of stuff. But it's a country album, and it's what they said. So anyway, her dad's all going on a rampage about it. And I don't understand why they care so much about this shit. It's just, maybe it's not your genre.
Beyonce's won everything and is a fucking billionaire. Get out of the way and let a guy who's made a country album get some success. I don't have any problem with Beyonce, but that song was awful.
Well,
the whole album is not good.
People keep saying, well, you know, she had the number one album when it came out. And it's like, yeah, also, you know, her husband paid all these radio stations to play her when that first came out. Well, didn't Beyonce say that when this all happened, this is not a country album? It's Beyonce's interpretation of a country album.
Thank you. Thank you. So shut the fuck up. I don't get it. Just like I don't get Linkin Park coming back and then having a female or replace Chester.
Yeah, his son's pretty mad about it. Yeah.
It sounds terrible. Have you listened to that song?
I saw clips.
I saw clips and I wasn't interested. I kind of didn't really give a shit about Linkin Park, but I sort of did like them. I met Chester. I met all of them one time at Turner Field. It was kind of cool. But I think they opened for Metallica at Turner Field back in the day.
That sounds right.
Yeah, they were cool and they had some really good songs. But yeah, this Inception is awful.
Their biggest issue, I think, amongst the band and everything else is, you know, the girl that they have come in to be the lead singer, she's a Scientologist. And Scientology don't believe in mental health issues. Okay. And that is a band that not only based their music on mental health issues, but lost the lead singer that she's replacing to those same issues.
The suicide.
Yeah.
Now that he killed himself before the guy from
from Soundgarden. Yeah, Chris Cornell. Right. And they were.
I thought Cornell died first, and Bennington killed himself because Cornell died first. Because Bennington was very shortly after that. Okay. It was like just like a couple months or so after, and then everybody was like, okay.
But also the girl that they have, she's a huge Danny Masterson supporter. She was in the courtroom every day with him.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, why'd they bring her into the band then? What was she from? Was she in a different band?
Yeah. Falling Sarah or something like that.
Okay. Ew. I'm not interested in this at all.
She sounds slightly like him when she's screaming. Just slightly.
Yeah. And you can tell they wrote that song with him in an album that didn't get made yet because that's his vocal melody. Yeah. And it was funny when they released the song. I was on YouTube when it came out. And 10 minutes after it came out, someone went in and made an AI version of Chester singing in her place. Yeah. And it sounded like old Link. It sounded great. It sounded amazing. And
is that on YouTube still?
It's still on YouTube.
I want to watch that. If you can send that to me, that's cool.
Yeah. I want to see that too. Yeah, so Kendrick is playing the Super Bowl halftime show this year.
Okay.
In New Orleans.
In New Orleans. I am excited about this, but I am also wondering how is he going to do his songs because they're very inward heavy and I'm not really sure how.
He'll probably change them.
He's going to have to. But this is what I don't get. And I'm not like Team Drake, Team Kendrick, whatever. But
Will be there.
Drake is the number one selling artist, I think, of all time at this point.
How could that be?
He's had a lot of number one hits. But what I don't understand is why would they have Kendrick do it before they would have Drake do it? I don't know. I just thought that was odd.
I think that Kendrick will show up and then Drake will show up and their beef will be quashed and it'll be highly rated. But you know what I also know is that I will not be watching it.
Oh, get out of here. I'll definitely be watching it. But if Drake did show up, that would be amazing.
I get it. I don't hate. I just don't know. And I'm just going to, you know, that'll be the time I go to the bathroom or something.
You're not like us, Tim.
Sorry.
Well, I'm going to be looking forward to it because my team is going to be playing in the Super Bowl. So I'll be very excited to watch this. I think Jeff put this in here about Jay Farrow. He's got a new special coming out called Jared later on this month.
Comedy special called Jared?
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why it's called Jared.
Maybe he's a fan of my coworker, Jared Yamamoto.
Yeah.
Or the Subway guy.
I like Jay Farrow.
It's only his second special. That's kind of crazy. Yeah. I figured he had more than that.
Damn, he's only 36 years old. He's been around forever.
Forever. I still wish he would. I wish they would have kept him on Saturday Night Live. He could have been utilized still to this day. That's pretty much it. I mean, other than the fact that they're saying that the Saturday Night Live movie, it's getting decent reviews. And I wanted to say RIP to Frankie Beverly. I love Frankie Beverly. And I was very sad that he passed away yesterday. I don't know if you guys are fans, but
I don't know who he is, but
yes, you do.
Yeah, soul singer.
Frankie Beverly. Joy and pain.
Absolutely.
I love him. I you know, I've been listening to their music like my whole life. And
yes,
he you know, he does that one song, Happy Feelings in the Air.
Well, rest in peace. And to also again, James Earl Jones. In the podcast universe, what did you guys like this week?
I listened to Jeff Bridges on Conan.
Mm-hmm.
He sounded terrible, but he was very funny. And
why did he sound terrible?
His voice just sounds bad now.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, because of the cancer?
Yeah. No, he seemed to be doing well, but I don't know if they got him on a bunch of meds and stuff. Because his voice wasn't sounding good. But he was funny, and he talked about his dad and old shows and stuff. Hawk Tua podcast?
No, not yet.
By the way, anybody listen to that?
I listened to the first like 10 minutes, but that was all I could take.
Really? It was bad. Yeah.
I mean, it's a decent show, but like, there's no intro. She just starts talking to Whitney Cummings, and it's like, it seems like maybe this was the episode that was like taped after some other ones, and they just released it first.
Right.
Because like you're expected to know everything about Hawk Tua girl.
But don't you?
Well, I mean, I do, but
you'd like to know a lot more. Like,
it's just weird. She just starts talking to her, you know, there's no intro or introduction or anything.
Hawk versus Wolf podcast. It's Tony Hawk and Jason Ellis. Both, of course, everybody knows Tony Hawk's a famous skater, but Jason Ellis is as well. Also, they have on different people through, you know, that we're kind of not on the skate scene. They'll have skaters and stuff on, but this one they had Ad-Rock from Beastie Boys.
Oh, cool.
And they were talking about like New York skating and what they would do in the early 80s, how it was different from California skating at the time. And it was it was kind of different to see Ad-Rock not talking about the Beastie Boys as much, but more talking about just kind of growing up in New York at that time. And it was a really good listen.
Cool.
Oh, and I definitely want to listen to that. I listened to the final episode of Noble today.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a good conclusion. I mean, last week's episode really got to me. I was like tearing up a little bit with Sheila. Sheila, God bless her. What a sweetheart. So that was really good. So I liked all of Noble. I thought the whole thing was very well done. They did a great job with that. And I listened to all of, I binged it. In fact, I subscribed to the binge, which I don't normally ever do, but I had to because they only give you one free episode of this or two. My Friend, the Serial Killer, and it's Steve Fishman. He's a newspaper guy. He's written a lot of huge things. And when he was just like 19 or 20 years old, he was hitchhiking and this guy picked him up. and then finds out a few months later, this dude is a freaking serial killer. But he let Steve go. And Steve, when he went to get out of the car, the door handles didn't work. And that was the dude's thing. Oh, and he said, and I got nervous. I'm like, why isn't the door? But then the guy let him out. Like, oh, sorry, we got to fix those. Which normally he would have killed him. So anyway.
But he's trying to tell him 7 minute abs. Oh,
you beat me to that joke.
7 minute abs.
I'm only waiting 7 minutes.
So I recommend it. It's called My Friend the Serial Killer, and it's on Apple. And you got to subscribe to The Binge to listen to it.
The podcast that I liked the most for the past week was the most recent episode of Tim Dillon's show from last Saturday. Steph, did you happen to listen? Do you still listen to him?
I do still listen to him. I did not listen to him this week for some reason. I'm not sure what happened, but I usually listen to him on Saturday, and I fell. And I was really consumed by that fall most of the day, and I just forgot about it.
Well, it's called Russian Influencers and Dying at Work, the Tim Dillon Show, number 408. And I think it's one of the funniest of his I've ever seen. So
I'll definitely watch it, though.
That out.
Did you fall because your legs weren't tan enough?
Yeah. My legs weren't tan enough, baby.
No, I fell because I'm old, I guess. I was sitting at a table. And I had my legs crossed for 15 minutes, and then I went to stand up to go do something, and I had no feeling in my leg. I just collapsed to the floor like a stack of boxes. My foot bent backwards. It went crunch, 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 and I thought that I had broken it. And I fell on my knee. It was a big calamity. Neil come running in there. He was like, "Oh my God, what's happened?" And I was like, "My leg doesn't work. I just fell on the floor." And I had to ice it, and I've had to wear a brace, and I've got a bruise that goes all the way from my ankle to my toes.
Shit.
So now that I'm a million years old, I tap the floor with both feet before I stand up to make sure I have feeling.
Smart.
Radio Labyrinth is brought to you by Atlanta Pizza in Euro. Here's the thing about Atlanta Pizza in Euro. It's not in Atlanta, but they call it Atlanta Pizza in Euro. It's in Conyers. Why don't they call it CPG? I don't know. It tastes really good. I don't care. Meanwhile, over in Conyers, they have proudly been serving the East Metro Atlanta area for over 40 years. That's a lot of pizza and Euros. By the way, is it Euro or Gyro? Atlanta Pizza in Gyro is the place to be all summer long. They have over 16 ice-cold craft beers and ciders. What's wrong with just drinking cider out of a plastic jug in October like you're supposed to? No, you can drink it all the time, especially at Atlanta Pizza in Euro. Many others are also available in bottles and cans. Look, they have the best gyros, pizzas, hot subs, and Greek and Italian specialties around. Okay, stop by Monday through Friday from 11 to 9 p.m. and Saturday from 12 to 9 p.m. They're closed on Sundays. Why don't they close on Saturday? On Tuesday nights, they have team trivia from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Bring your smartest friends and test your trivia knowledge, okay, against the best Conyers has to offer, like Dustin. They also have a food truck. Contact Mike at 770-483-6228. For more details or to schedule an event. He also says, thank you for listening to the best podcast around and for all your business and continued support.
Hey, do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens since 2005 with fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
Guys, are you reading the online comments?
Gotta read some of these comments.
I'm loving your guys' comments.
You're reading your own comments?
Yeah, they're really good. I worked hard on them.
The secret is don't read the comment cards.
Let's read some YouTube comments before Steph's legs give out. Roby says, I love Steph's in-car videos on Facebook. I do too. They're always gems. The look on her face and the timing of her delivery when she said she couldn't have eaten that half a bucket of popcorn had me rolling.
Thanks, Roby. I appreciate that.
We have to talk about that in the after show, which is called what?
Radios in the Dark.
Thank you. Brett Perkins says, in this time of the world, the tick would say, evil wears every possible mitten. We should all think about that.
He's right.
Yeah. Velma the Id said, Culver's is good. I like the custard. It's better than ice cream. And I agree. I haven't tried that yet, but I agree that custard is better than ice cream.
Oh, yeah, baby. It is.
Square Dance Callers Talking said, I once ate a dozen Krispy Kreme hot glazed donuts and a 32 ounce Coke. Not sure which hurt worse, the shame or the stomach ache. I know there's a third thing you left off of there that probably hurt even more.
His views.
Or.
And snooze.
Hey, we're back.
All right, Jeff, let's do some views and or snooze, please.
Yeah, last week was that Fight Night show, which I haven't watched yet, but I hear it's good. Rebel Ridge, which I did watch, which was very good. It's like a two-hour episode of Reacher, kind of.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was really good. I liked it.
I'm going to watch it.
Universal Basic Guys, which I have on my DVR, but I haven't watched it yet.
I watched the first one. It's good. It's
yeah. What?
That's Universal Basic Guys, a new Fox animated show. Just another one of those shows in between Simpsons and Bob's Burgers.
Okay.
All right. This week, Colin Jost and Michael Che present New York After Dark on the 12th.
That's
you'll
a
be
views.
Able to watch on Peacock. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a views.
I'm going to watch that. It's going to be good. The Old Man comes back on the 12th also. Jeff Bridges.
That's a views for me.
Yep. I don't know if this is the continuation of season one or if this is considered season two, because it just kind of ended abruptly.
Yeah, it did end abruptly.
So I'll have to wait and see how they handle it, if it's the season two or the continuation of season one. But I mean, it's a views for me for sure. And then speaking of old guys, Tulsa King comes back this week also.
Shot the data. Why don't we call it Alpharetta King? All right.
It's been doing pretty good as far as they've been showing them on CBS.
Oh, they
have? Season one, yeah.
Wow.
Watch that on TV.
Your own.
You'll watch that after Elsbeth.
Yeah.
Is that Rocky? Rambo.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. I don't have a staff pick, so you guys can do yours.
Yeah, speaking of Colin Jost and Michael Che, they were on Fly on the Wall this week. That's my staff pick.
Cool.
They were on to promote the After Dark show, but they couldn't really talk about it much. They kept asking about it, but they're like, well, it's a live show. We haven't really written it yet.
Yeah.
My staff pick is there's this show called Fear Thy Neighbor. It was an ID show, and now they've got them all on Max. There's like 9 seasons. And I'm not saying that Fear Thy Neighbor is my staff pick, because it's a kind of a goofy-ass show. Me and Neil watch it just for laughs, really. There's always a neighbor, two neighbors that get into it. Somebody almost always dies. Usually when you're watching it, they're all reenactments, except for they do always have real video footage, like from Ring cameras and shit like that towards the end. And they have one. Season 9, Episode 2. Bullets in the Snow.
Bullets in the Snow.
Bullets in the Snow, baby. And I've been looking for this one. I was hoping this was going to be on there. This is the one, and if you, Tim Dillon, back in 2021, he did a whole episode practically about this scenario that happened in Pennsylvania with these two people that were out with their snow blowers, and they kept blowing snow in this dude's yard, and then he came across the street with an AR-15. He shot them both. And the wife, he shot him first with a handgun, and they were both going, come on, bring it. And he was like, blam, blam. Then he went back in the house, got an AR-15. He came back out. He went up to the wife, and he said, you should have kept your fucking mouth shut. And you hear it on the Ring camera.
Oh.
Yeah. So he kills both of them, and then he unalives himself or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
I've never rooted for two people to die more than I did through the whole episode, because you never knew what all that they put this man through before he finally snaps. And as Neil called it, he took one for the team, because the entire neighborhood hated these people. They were bullies. They treated everybody like crap. So I'm telling you, it's the most enjoyable murder you'll ever see in your life.
Okay, great.
Well, let's see. My staff pick is The Watchers on Max. This is M. Night Shyamalan's daughter wrote and directed this movie. It's got Dakota Fanning and Georgina Campbell, the girl from Barbarian. I liked it, honestly. It's a play on, and not to give anything away, but it does, the lore is in, like Irish, fairy tales. It's kind of like where it comes from. But really cool concept for a movie. And she's definitely the daughter of M. Night Shyamalan. She uses a lot of his tricks, in the movie. But Dakota Fanning was great. Yes, actually more than one. There's a few.
Do it with the twist.
Well, I'm glad that you brought it up, because I've seen this and it's something I didn't know if I wanted to watch or not. But if you give it a good review, I'll give it a chance. All right. Plugs. Every Monday I put out an audio-only podcast called Trambles, and it's in the Radio Labyrinth feed. You can check that out. And I just sort of just spew whatever I'm thinking. Well, I mean, I spew every day, but I spew on that, whatever happened over the weekend and so on and so forth. Hey, if you're watching this video on YouTube, all you people out there who are enjoying it, we hope that you like and subscribe and you know, do all those things that everybody asks you to do. But you can also become a Patreon if you'd like. You can go to patreon.com/ Tim Andrews and come in at any rate, and you can have access to Radios After Dark, which is our Patreon after show. And if you go up to the $25 level, then you're a producer, and then you get your name read every week. You get a T-shirt from our store and some drawings and stuff. If you'd like, then I can do it. I'll do one custom for you. So let's thank our executive producers right now, because they're very, very important people. So thank you to John Allen, Matt Carter, Chris Chandler, Mike D, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Roby Neely, Jeff Peterson, Tim Slayton, and Brian and Chelsea Smith. Did I bring up last week that Brian and Chelsea get to meet John Cleese?
Yeah.
I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah.
That was very cool.
They always have so much fun at Dragon Con, and he's Mr. Deadpool, too, which I think is cool.
Yeah. They always look so great.
Let's see. But please subscribe to YouTube, even if you are just a listener. And I don't mean to be degrading if you're just a listener. What I mean is if you prefer just listening through one of your podcatchers, please just go to YouTube and subscribe, because it helps us out a great deal. And Dustin does a great job producing the show, so you should check that out as well. All right, we're going to take off. We're going to go do Radios After Dark, and that I didn't forget the name of this time. That's our Patreon show, and you'll get access to that again if you sign up for our Patreon. I guess until next time, please remember to...
Keep it canon.
Well, they say all good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?
Lost in the Radio Labyrinth. And we gotta rock it like we're still young kids. Yeah, laughing at the world. But jokes never
Nearly Home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pro's number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live. You're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back, Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, because you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2025 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings. July 2024 to June 2025.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.